And a very, very warm welcome here to the latest Soul Trader podcast. I'm Rashid Oganaru, coach, speaker, author and founder of SoulTrader.biz. I'm really glad that you're here. And once again, if you're new, you're very, very welcome. If you're a regular listener, I'm very, very grateful. And thank you for being here, both categories. Today, I'm going to be talking about the shifting seasons and reasons and seasons. I'm recording at this today's podcast at a point where the seasons are about to shift. It's August here at the time of recording this. You might be recording this at any time in the year. But as I record this, we're about to move from summer into autumn into fall. So it's an interesting time because the summer, of course, is a time of fun, energy, relaxation, holiday, family, friends, things one loves to do and so on. It's very and outward in its nature. It has that thing. It has a slower vibe about it. But then autumn, fall has a completely different energy. It has, it is a cooler energy. It is a time linked to harvest. It's a time linked to being very, very productive. It is a time linked to going back to work, back to school. Back to business. It is a very industrious month. It is one's season. September, October, November, and to a degree December, and often very, very much so December, tend to be some of the most productive and busy months. So at the time of recording this, it's very, very significant. But perhaps at the time that you're listening to this, there's some kind of shift in season for you. It may well be a literal shift in season, a bit like the shift that we're going from. Maybe it's changing from spring to summer, or from summer to autumn, or from autumn to winter to spring. But maybe the seasons are shifting for you personally. What season do you feel as though you're at the moment? Actually, I was earlier on today, I was sat having a conversation with my accountant. We're having a great conversation. And we're talking about all sorts of things. We end up talking about pensions and all sorts of things. He was telling me about how he's shifted the number of days that he now works, and he's enjoying the free time and so on, as well as doing a few pieces of work. It's a particular season for him. In fact, it is very much the autumnal season, with all the richness and blossom and bloom of that in its own way, because it's a time in which one often reaps all the things that one's has been sowing all the rest of the year. So one tends to be ripe at that particular time of life in terms of one's experience. But where are you feeling now personally in your life? Maybe there's a particular season that you particularly feel you are in terms of your age. Maybe there's a particular season that you feel you are in terms of your career. I was speaking to a friend of mine just yesterday. We were talking about his career. Now, his career is probably more like entering the spring. You know, it's the spring of its career. It's really early days in his newer career, in his career. And in fact, you know, he's shifting from one career to another. There's all sorts of opportunities, bits of time for him to be planting seeds and so on and creating all sorts of opportunities. We were talking about him considering his next career steps. Does he want to be joining some agencies for that work? Does he want to become his own boss and run his own business over a period of time? All of these things were things that we're beginning to think about and so on. The element of perhaps being his own boss might be something that he might consider a couple of seasons down the road. So you get the idea of this. What season is your business at? Maybe you've got to a stage in your business where your business now, it's in the summer. You know, it's at its height, or again, it's at its autumn. It's a very rich time. Or maybe it's the winter. Maybe you feel as though at the particular stage you are in terms of your life or in terms of your business, actually it's a shifting time. It's a completely different time. It might be a time where you're wanting to wind up what you're doing. Just yesterday I was speaking to somebody I coach, and actually there's a blend of different seasons that's going on for her at the moment. On the one hand, it is a very young time in terms of her business. It's very, in many ways, spring is on its way, but it's also kind of a wintry kind of time. Are things going to need to shut up shop or change and so on? Is she going to need to do a shift? So it's really interesting as we consider the seasons. I want you to consider, do you have a season in life that particularly chimes with you, that particularly resonates with you? Some people do. I think I've touched on this in some of our podcasts before. Sometimes when I'm giving talks and workshops, I ask people, which particular season is it that you particularly resonate with? Which particular season is it that you particularly kind of, that perhaps you least resonate with? And there might be big clues in terms of how you operate. At the time of recording this, we're heading into September. Autumn has traditionally been a very, very rich season for me. Going way back to my school days, I used to love going back to school. I guess someone would have to. I used to love that. I used to love those months and that time of year. I used to love the thing about walking down the streets and the leaves were falling and seeing all the different colours and feeling very enveloped by life. That was very, very beautiful. And through into my adulthood, in terms of my career, in terms of my business, lots of the very rich things have happened. I mean, take, for example, this Soul Trader, the book was published. We commissioned it one autumn, one fall, and it was published the following autumn, the following fall. And so it's a very, 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 very powerful time. And very often I remember creating my pilot television show. It was in the fall and so on. So perhaps as you stop and you reflect, you might think, I never thought about that before. But spring, summer, winter is actually my most productive season because. And also, I want you to consider other seasons that are less productive for you. Maybe that some of the other seasons are seasons for you for rest. Again, I may well have spoken about this before, but I'm very powerfully running a workshop for one of my clients' businesses. A wonderful client with a wonderful team. And they work in the beauty business. And I was giving a talk for the team and for some of their clients. And I was asking people what their favourite season was, and I got people to pair up. And to my surprise, one of the team was saying, Rashid, the season I love most is the winter. And the one I hate, struggle with the most is summer because, and she went into the reasons. And as we began to explore it, we began to explore how it is that she could use the winter productively and how she could use the summer in terms of her rest and for recuperation so that she didn't have all sorts of expectations necessarily about summer. Again, does your business have particular seasons? Some of you will be in very, very seasonal businesses. There might be a handful of months that you might realise that fall within the seasons that you might realise that are really productive. In my case, there are different themes. In the winter, at the beginning of the new year, lots of people are thinking about their goals and so on. But my business tends to begin to spring to life in spring. And then again, it's the autumn time as things begin to be industrious and people go back to work. But not surprisingly, people think about their careers or people realizing they need to run programs for their businesses and so on. So by me being mindful about the seasons in terms of my business and for my clients, that will help me to be far more effective in terms of my business. So this thing about the seasons will work on all sorts of different dimensions. You personally, you spiritually and emotionally, perhaps even you in terms of your physicality, you respond to certain seasons or at certain seasons you just feel as though you feel like hibernating. And in terms of your business, in terms of your productivity, as you begin to be mindful of these seasons, the more you can move with it. You might even go through several seasons in a day. So if I think about it on a daily level, for me, when I wake up in the morning, it is a key time for planting seeds, for getting things done, responding to things. There might be inquiries about work. I might need to be writing up proposals, all sorts of particular things. It's a very, very productive time, in terms of my business. So from the very, very early morning, that is the height, the height of season in terms of activity for me. And then it shifts. It's a far quieter than through lunchtime and through to fairly early afternoons. It kind of shifts and then it shifts again. So it might be worth you being mindful about this. So how is it that you move with the different seasons and times? So we've covered a lot of ground here already. Let's pause there. I want to invite you just to be still, just to be silent, just become centered. Because whatever the season, there will be moments where we need to pause. In some seasons, it's so more evidently so. In the winter, it's warm, it's crispy, it's toasty. Or rather, we create those environments because it's more arid and it's more cold and so on externally. So it might well be we're very much at home. So it might well be, again, a time for you that you might be thinking, actually, I'd never really thought much about winter, but actually, the winter is actually a very, very, very good time for me in terms of getting certain things done. For me, again, in terms of my business, it's a wonderful season for housekeeping, for sorting things out, for clearing things away, and for clearing the decks for the new, because it has that simplicity about it. But again, I want you to just be still. Where is it that you're at right now? Just be aware of it. What season are you in personally? What season is your business in? It might be that you're in a particular sector where it's shifting and changing. It might be in a business like the entertainment business, which is in a real, it's had some real rocky times. Maybe you're in a business like a fashion or creative industry, some of which might be booming, some of which may be struggling. Maybe you're in a particular industry where there's all sorts of shifts. What season is it within your business? And I mean within your industry, within your sector. Maybe things are changing, maybe the technology is changing. All of these things will help to begin to bring in a deeper insight. One of the last things I want to talk about in this thing about the seasons is it's important that we don't negate any of the seasons. Again, those of you who know me well or have listened to lots of my talks or my webinars or my podcasts or heard me on the radio or TV will sometimes know I'm always talking about the seasons and the emotions. It's very, very common I see people negate sometimes the, oh no, don't like winter, don't like when it's raining and so on. Just today, actually, we're in the height of August and it was raining for most of the day here in London where I'm recording this. It's very wet. And then a client of mine, rang me and we were just chatting about a piece of work that we've got to go in and pitch to deliver. And she's saying, oh yeah, it's been raining today, how are you feeling? And she really loves gardening and so on. And I said, oh, yeah, it's great. And she said, oh, yeah, I've just been out in the rain and so on. She loves gardening and so on. She appreciates the different seasons. It's important to appreciate the seasons in life. Maybe people in your life are at different seasons. Maybe the new births. Maybe some people are reaching later in life. Maybe some people are maturing into their height. Be mindful of that. Where do you need attention? Where are there some tensions? Nature will always tell you a lot about your nature. If you tune into nature, nature will nurture you. We are not divorced from nature. It's very interesting to, and very easy perhaps, to listen to a talk like this and think, you know, well, that's all very well, but it's rather abstract to me. Only because we've often divorced ourselves from life. Remember that business itself springs from the land, from the resources that we have, and from the skills that we have. That's nature. Everything springs from those things, from within the talents that you have, and from the resources that we have around us that we then claim ownership for and appropriate and misappropriate and all the rest of it. So this is always an invitation to be still and to listen deeply to life. As I say, as a saying that once came to me, if you listen closely enough to life, it will whisper its secrets to you. The farmer understands that. I'll keep coming back to that. Be like a farmer. The farmer listens, works with the seasons. Maybe you're a point of shifting seasons. Okay. So I just want you to think now about what's come through for you in this talk, personally, and in terms of your business. Are there any actions you need to take? Are there any calls that you need to make? Are there any conversations that you need to have? I invite you to do that. might be that you realise, you know what, it's a particular shift in the season, I need to relax. For me personally, it's a very interesting time because September is about to begin. I'm soon going to be having a very, very quiet time where I'm going to be at home, but I'm just going to be in a very meditative space. I'm going to be in a very cocoon space. So I can re-energise for a time where I usually feel very, very, very energised. There's a lot of energy and there's a lot going on, but I want to be at my best for it. Again, it might be similar for you, or it might be a time when you realise that you're absolutely completely in flow and that's what your recognition is, and that you can work with that to the max. You might realise, aha, no, this is the harvesting time. All these opportunities are coming in, then flow with that as well. I want to thank you so much, as always, or for the first time, for joining us here. Just to bring a couple of things to your attention that might be of use to you. You may be interested in the Soul Trader book. You might already have the Soul Trader book. That may have led you here. If you're curious about the Soul Trader book, you can actually download a free chapter from the book on Soul Trader, soul-trader.biz, soul-trader.biz, if you like. And even if you've got it, you might want to download it and pass it on as a gift to somebody. Speaking of soultrader.biz, there's lots of things that you'll find in there. It's a resource that I produce and I'm very, very proud of. There's lots of things on there that are free. Once every month, we run a free webinar on all sorts of topics. The next one I'm going to be recording at the time of listening to this is going to be called Back to Work, Back to Business. But they're all archived. There's going to be all sorts of different ones at different times of the year, from things about self-development, personal development, business development, particular themes, from marketing to this to that and so on. So all sorts of different stuff. Sometimes we have guests, sometimes it's just me, depending on the topic. And all those are available. You can catch them on the website. You can also catch them on our YouTube channel. You can find lots of stuff there. You'll also find, if you're new to business, if you're starting off out on that business journey, you might be interested, not just if you're starting out on the business journey, in free membership. But one of the benefits of free membership, if you go onto the website, is that we've got a whole suite of things for you. We've got a suite of 12 podcasts called the Business Liftoff Series that I recorded with a PR specialist called Jane Rogers that covers everything from the nuts and bolts of setting up marketing, networking and all the rest of it. It can be very, very useful if you're starting out or thinking about running your own business, or even in the early stages. I would have found that so useful when I was starting out. And also there are, of course, these regular podcasts, and there's all sorts of inspiring entrepreneurs and all sorts of stuff on our blog. So check out the site. And those of you who are actually at a point where you need to take things more seriously, or you're wanting to be more accountability, or another type of coaching or support for you, you'll find on the website also the Coach Yourself program. So there's a Soul Trader Coach Yourself video program that you can either access just streamed, or you can stream and download. And it's linked to all sorts of additional tools. Again, you get the free membership with it. You also get some additional videos. You also get tools and templates from the book. So again, if you've worked with the book, if you met the book, and if you're curious about the book, you can get all sorts of other extra resources, and many of the documents, the diagrams and so on, the exercises that are in the book come to life with the video program, because you'll have access to those and you can download those and you can work on those yourself to coach yourself to further success. And that's something that's also very, very dear to my heart, because when I started out on my personal, professional and my business development journey, I spent a lot of time listening to audio talks, CDs, to some degree books and videos, and I love that kind of stuff that I can get on with by myself. And at certain times I've coached myself. I'm mindful not everybody can afford coaching, or is even interested in coaching, or it's necessarily appropriate for them. So there's all sorts of things on the site. Feel free to use them, to pass them on to others, etc, etc, etc. And on that note, I want to thank you again. See you next time here on the Soul Trader podcast series. I'm Rashid Oganlaru. See you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.